Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast. And if I sound a little chilly today, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. I'll tell you why. For those of you who may or may not have been listening to the podcast for a while, I think I may have mentioned in the past that I've been, I'm not actually in my normal home office where I normally record my podcast. I've actually been staying with my sister for the last few weeks, and I am actually recording in her laundry room in the garage, and it is cold out here. I think it's in the 30s or 40s. I don't know. I didn't look at the temperature this morning. But anyway, welcome. I digress. So let me get right to it and let's talk about what I want to talk about today, which is Periscope. Periscope, for those of you who may or may not know, is a live streaming app that you can have on your phone. And it is, it's been around now for it may be close to 2 years, or at least a year and a half, I think, for sure. And I've been dabbling in it for about 6 to 8 months myself. And it's a great way to be able to connect with your community and to be able to build a presence online to really engage with people live. So you can, you know, you get followers from all over the world. I've had people from Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, you know, as well as here in the United States where I live, listening to my Periscopes. But one thing they've done is they are constantly tweaking the app and improving it. And one thing that they have done lately is good for viewers, but maybe not so good for people doing the Periscopes, because you need to be a little bit more creative now in making sure that you can promote yourself a little bit better. So here's what the deal is. Now, when you record a Periscope, when people go back to watch it, because you the Periscopes will stay live for, I believe it's 24 hours, and then you can go back in and rewatch them on the Periscope app, and that's where you may get a lot of replay viewers. But now you have the option of fast forwarding and rewinding through these Periscope videos that you didn't have before. So it's great, because what happens is typically on a Periscope, what you will do is you will start off and you'll start welcoming people to the Periscope. And, you know, because it's good to be able to say hello to folks and ask them where they're from. And then you kind of start getting into the meat of whatever it is that you're talking about that day. And then at the end, you kind of do a wrap up and a call to action and, you know, maybe take questions if you're doing that from some of your viewers. But the thing is that now if people can fast forward and rewind, but especially fast forwarding through some of this stuff, they may miss who you are. They may miss your branding. They might skip out at the end because they don't want to hear your call to action. So what do you do? If you want to make sure that you are letting people know who you are and how to follow you, you're going to have to get creative. So I was watching a Periscope yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, I guess it was just yesterday, by Mark Shaw, who is who founded, or I don't know if he founded it, but he's definitely part of something called Tag Tribes. And if you search on Periscope, hashtag Tag Tribes, I'm sure you will probably find him. But there's also a Facebook group about this as well. And it's a way to be able to help people on Periscope kind of be able to support one another and watch each other's scopes and promote them. But what he did is he has a coffee mug made up with the hashtag Tag Tribes right across the middle of it. And so during the middle of his Periscope that he was doing several times, he would hold the coffee cup up in his hand so that it is in front of the camera and everybody can see that brand. So if you're going to do Periscope, you need to start being creative like that and have some way of promoting your brand. And I know I have to do this too, so that the next time I do a Periscope, because I've been just kind of off the cuff recording them, and telling people to visit my website or telling people to connect with me on social media. But now I need to be more proactive about this the next time I do a live stream on Periscope and have something, even if it's, and I actually have seen people do this too, even if it's just a piece of paper or cardboard or something, and put your contact information on there. Maybe it is a hashtag and your name, or a hash, or your a Twitter username, for me, it would be at Gloria Rand. Some way of doing that. Put your website on there, but do that. Hold that up periodically during your live stream so that people will be able to see it. Because this way, when they are fast forwarding through and they might see it, because maybe they missed it and they want to be able to follow you on social media, they want to be able to go to your website, then they'll be able to see that information so that they don't necessarily have to listen to the whole Periscope to be able to get that information. Okay? So that's it. I just wanted to be able to clue you in on that today, because I know that live streaming is a really great way for you to be able to connect with your audience and to be able to build those relationships with prospects and to be able to grow your business this way. So I encourage you to try it out if you haven't done it yet, because it's a lot of fun and it's still fairly new. So you've got a chance to be able to get in there and really grow your following on something that's new, as opposed to trying to do something on, some of the other older social media channels. So I encourage you to check it out, and I would love for you to connect with me. Follow me on Periscope. Again, you'll find me at Gloria Rand. So I would love to have you check out the scopes that I've been doing. And I hope to be able to get back to occasionally actually live streaming this podcast as well. I've done it a couple of times. And once I'm back in my office next week and things start settling down, I'm going to start planning out, number one, planning out a schedule for when I'm going to be doing these podcasts, or the live streams, I should say. And then I also will let you know when I start live streaming. So if you want to know about that in particular, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, because that way you will know when I am live streaming. So make sure you're subscribed on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And if you would be so kind as to leave me a review on any of those sites, that would be wonderful as well. I would so appreciate that. And like I said, connect with me on social media. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any suggestions, comments, questions, I am here for you. I want to be able to answer anything that you have. Visit my website. I've got a contact form you can fill out. It's GloriaRand.com, and that's GloriaRand, as in dog, .com. So I would love to hear from you. Okay. That's going to do it for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, and as always, I am wishing you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed.